Hello, you have tuned in to ET Markets Investor's Guide, a show about asset classes, market trends and investment opportunities. I am Saloni Goyal. D Street's longest rally in 13 years came to a halt this past week amid resurgent COVID-19 fears. The reimposition of lockdown in certain European countries does not inspire confidence that we are past the worst. In this scenario, should one stay on the sidelines for some time and wait for the uncertainty to dissipate? Which are the sectors where investors can take shelter now? We find out this and more in this special podcast with independent market expert Rajiv Nagpal. Hello, sir. Welcome.
Sir, what is your take on the recent market behavior? After the massive fall that we witnessed on Thursday, can we expect more such bouts of profit taking?
It's very likely that we are going to see a higher volatility. The profit booking which the global market crash is largely because of the fact if you look at the stocks which were leading the decline, they were largely tech stocks. In India, the fall was led by financials. Then there were some of the tech stocks which witnessed profit booking. Some pharma stocks which have done extremely well in the last 6 months were witnessing profit booking. So because probably we have reached a level where valuations are high, the liquidity which was driving the global equity markets, there are indications that probably it will slow down a bit for some time. So combined with this factor, I think there is a high probability that we are going to see increased volatility and people would run to book their profits or protect the profits which they have made in the last 6 months. So it makes a case for a higher volatile market where corrections are increasing probability when there is a slight bit of nervousness in the international markets.
Adding on to that, now that the stimulus is in lurch and the COVID cases are rising again, and you're saying that volatility will also rise, so does this make a case for sitting on the sidelines for some time?
As far as stimulus is concerned, it's going to come. It's only a matter of time. It's going to be after US elections or before US elections. As of now, it appears that it's going to be after US elections. So I think market is pretty much well now, you know, settled with the fact that stimulus is going to take time and it's not going to be an industry based or a sector based stimulus which was earlier being talked about. So, and secondly, about the COVID cases on rise again, and this was, you know, a second wave was expected. A part of Asia had seen them earlier, Europe is now witnessing, but most probably you see COVID, fear of COVID is more to do will get settled as soon as more results about the vaccination comes out. So coming to the point whether one should sit on sidelines, I mean, there is a case for being cautious, but not because of the reasons of COVID or probably lack of stimulus, but probably because the valuations, if you look at it, and then they are extremely high, and there is in some of the concentrated sector they are, you know, gone beyond the level where the normal above their, you know, let's say a 10-year average or a 5-year average. So there is a case for being cautious. As far as sitting on sidelines is concerned, see, it's not a binary phenomena whether you are investing in the market or not. But yes, I think it's a time probably people should be more cautious on the side of the kind of company they are investing in. If you look at the large balance sheets, they have seen good amount of up move in last 6 months, so the valuations are expensive. So one will have to be choosy rather than sitting out. One needs to be very choosy about what one is investing in. But for a retail investor who are investing through SIPs, I think there is no case for stopping their SIPs. I mean, a lot of people tend to kind of stop their SIPs as soon as there is some correction. So people who are taking exposure to equities through SIP, they should continue. But people who tend to invest in lump sum and take direct exposure to stock, yes, it's time to be more cautious, choosy, and probably if you have something, some profit on the table, it's better that up move should be used for booking those profit and then waiting for the markets to correct and then re-enter. But during this period of time, one thing I should add is that, you know, what most of the retail investor or even the large investor tend to miss out is that, see, market, you should know more about the kind of companies which you want to own from a long-term perspective. So sometime when the phases of being lying low or being cautious are concerned, it's time to do more research and hard work to figure out businesses which you want to own apart. And when there is a correction, then use that opportunity to move into those stocks for a longer term perspective. Because at what price you buy, also determines the long-term return which you get on that stock. So set out, probably do some more hard work and do some research, and then be ready to buy when the market witnesses a correction.
So given a scenario, if the market were to correct sharply, which are the sectors you think that can offer the best cover?
It's a tough question actually, because if you look at the sectors which offer the best cover, they have seen a sharp run up, and none of them is cheap, and the sectors which are cheap probably have more pain coming ahead. You look at the case of tech, probably tech has, it's on a standalone basis, it's not not very expensive, but it's surely expensive what it was till a year back. So tech is one area I think where probably the corrections, if it comes, would be short lived. It's not that if a correction comes, some sector will not witness a correction. FMCG is now already was having high valuation, but probably they have been correcting in a range bound move, so that is another sector. So it's unlikely to say at this point of time which is the sector which is going to be doing well. Probably the ones which is going to lose less, probably auto is the one, and there are going to be specific companies in the sector. Probably there are segments of an industry which are benefiting from the fact that this crisis is there in the global scenario. So in personal mobility, probably two wheelers will fall less because people will continue to rush for two wheelers. If you look at the numbers of two wheelers, they have been better than most of the estimates which were there. So you'll have to figure out a company sector and then stick to it rather than a broad brush saying that this sector is going to do well. Because in case of pharma, let's take the case of pharma, the valuations have gone up tremendously in the last 6 months, and whether the performance of those companies is going to move in tandem with what the stock price is reflecting, the probability is lower. So one needs to be cautious and can't bet on a sector. Probably it would be companies which will fall less, and those are the companies where the governance is not an issue. The shareholders, currently the shareholder list consists of funds or investors who are a very long-term investor and don't get jittery in short-term moves. Those are the kind of stocks which one probably will have to stay with if one is forced to kind of stay in the market. If it's compulsory for someone to stay in the market.
So do you think, given that we expect more volatility ahead, one should revisit gold as an investment opportunity?
I don't know whether one should visit as an investment opportunity, but yes, I think as the uncertainty increases for some time, gold tend to witness an up move. But what has happened in the last 6 months, or rather 1 year, is that gold has given phenomenal return, both in rupee term and also in dollar terms. Now this has happened because of the so much of liquidity which was being pushed into system by the US central banks. Now the pace of that pushing liquidity into that system is obviously going to slow down. So one cannot say, the secular bull run in the secular, I should not even use the word bull run, the up move which had come in gold will get repeated. So there is probably a trading opportunity that when equities will not perform, when commodities are not doing well, probably some part of that money will move into gold and create a trading opportunity. So if a person has the ability to trade in gold, yes, probably over next quarter one would get that opportunity to trade. But I don't think so at these levels an investment, because I make a clear distinction between investment and a trading. Investment is not about buying anything for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 months, is not investing as per my understanding. But yes, trading opportunity is there in gold, but one needs to be sharp enough to book profit in up moves, in a trading up move. The problem is that most of the people face is that they know when to buy but they don't know when to sell, especially in case of gold and other commodities. Probably a silver is one where we might see a better trading move happening, because it's more than a precious commodity, it's an industrial commodity, and demand for that is seeing some up move because of some technical reasons. So probably silver would be a better trading opportunity even than gold.
One last question. We have a few financial majors slated to post their results in the next week or so. What should one actually watch out for in their result announcements?
See, if you look at last two quarters, the financial, most of the banks, because they have the ability to make provisions and have flexibility in terms of accounting for NPAs, a large number of these banks have been very liberal in using the moratorium. I mean, they have kind of brushed some of their problems under the carpet in terms of what the kind of moratorium they have. There is hardly any clarity on the quantum of the loans which have gone the which have gone under the moratorium. I mean, everybody, if you look at last two quarters announcement, is saying, oh, we are improving our moratorium book. But I think there is still a problem which they have been been pushed under the carpet. I would like to see when these things, whether the banks are frank enough to tell what is actual magnitude of the problem in terms of moratorium and what kind of measures, what kind of a capital requirement they would be having over next 6 months to 1 year for taking care of the moratorium and the problems which are going to arise, especially in case of MSME and few of the large corporate in the where the underlying businesses have suffered. So I'm more keen to know what they said a quarter back and what they say now. If there's a major divergence, if they all of a sudden tell investor, oh, our moratorium book has remained same or has not done well or probably has deteriorated, then obviously it's an indication that management was hiding. So the clarity on the moratorium book is something which I'm going to look forward in these financial, and any financial institution where there is a divergence in what they said a quarter back and now probably would be an indication that it's not a stock worth touching at this point of time.
Well, thank you, sir, for your time and insights. Dear listeners, that's all in today's special podcast. But keep checking out this space for more such interesting content. Goodbye.